Here's a Christmas memory brought to you by the residents of Orchard View by the Mississippi.
I'm retired United Church minister, Reverend Dr. Walter von Bedeker, and I would like to tell you about Christmas 1945 as a young refugee boy in Germany. I was only 9 years old when the war ended in 1945. Through the eyes of an impressionable young boy, secure in his family, war was an unforgettable adventure. I saw Hitler Youth smartly dressed in uniforms marching on the streets. I envied their attire and the daggers they were buckling on their belts. I listened to the propaganda on the radio and fantasized what it might be like to be a hero for one's country and its leader. After the capitulation of Germany, the adventure continued. I saw occupation troops, black-skinned American soldiers in strange uniforms, who chewed gum, smoked camels, and drove neat little vehicles called Jeeps. Life for them seemed to be a lark. They always joked around with one another and practiced bayonet throwing on barn doors. They had white bread and all the food they wanted to eat. They sat on tanks at checkpoints and shouted words we children didn't understand at those who passed by. Then they laughed, and they laughed again, and we also laughed. We boys had a great time. There were fields full of motorcycles and cars we tried to start. There were literally mountains of rifles, machine guns, and ammunition of every caliber and description. We threw hand grenades in the river and retrieved the stunned fish downstream. We exploded signal flares and ammunition by pitching them into the open fire. We could have been killed many times over. We collected hosts of knives and trinkets, watches and belts and medals and tools, all kinds of boys' stuff. It was an adventure for a 9-year-old, but there was also another side. Because I was only 9 and secure in the love of my family, I did not reflect excessively on what was happening. Nor did I analyze things from a historical or philosophical perspective. I supposed that what I was experiencing was typical for any boy my age. Only subconsciously, through the anguish of my mother and the strained circumstances, did I suffer the deprivation of war. Yes, I was a refugee. Yes, my father was away in some POW camp. Yes, I would never see the place of my birth again, nor the place where I started school. We had lost everything. Yes, we were starving, surviving on nettle soup and tiny beech nuts. Yes, my mother was deathly ill, and I had to look after my 4 younger brothers and sisters. Yes, there were long weeks of writing to find out if my father was dead or alive. Yes, there were the daily struggles to secure sufficient food and fuel. Yes, there was the indignity of begging. But strange as it may seem, for a 9-year-old, it was still as unforgettable an adventure as could be. There was no anguish for tomorrow, for there was always today. The Christmas season arrived in the village where we lived as refugees in a former army barrack. Our dear father had been released from POW camp. He had traded his wristwatch for his freedom from the camp. the guards no longer had need to hold prisoners once the war was over. Our Christmas tree had been decorated with ornaments made of straw, bits of paper, and figures carved from kindling. Shiny stars had been folded from foil wrappers salvaged from military dumps. Our ingenious father had made candles from a concoction of grease, tallow, tree resin, and anything else that would melt. There were no presents for the five children except the things we had made for one another. Some might say it was a poor Christmas, but it was one of the richest I remember. I still possess the creche made from an ammunition box and bits of wood. We had one another and a crackling fire diffused warmth into the room. We shared the timeless gospel and sang Luther's majestic Christmas carol, in which the angel proclaims, "From heaven on earth to earth I come. I bring good news to everyone." Just then, there was a knock on the door, and a delegation from the Catholic Church came in. There was a Santa, men, women, and children who entered in to wish us a Merry Christmas. They brought boxes filled with groceries, toys, and utensils. Then, as suddenly as they arrived, they disappeared again into the holy night. Unnoticed at first, parked against the wall behind the door stood a child's scooter. "To Walter," read the label, "from your friend."
Merry Christmas from Orchard View by the Mississippi. If you'd like to find out more about us, drop by. We are at 219 Patterson Street or on Facebook at Orchard View, Mississippi.